We don't have a lot of time, honorable members. Can I take this opportunity to ask Lindra to do a roll call?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning, members. I have the following members with us. Ayu Chairperson, I have member Abraham, we have member Eric, we have member Stock, we have member Father Merve, we have member Masango, we have member Pinangulu, we have member Sukar, we have member Mutawung, and we have member Mbana. So those are the members that are present for now. Thank you very much, Chair.
And we correct.
Yes, correct.
Yes, thank you very much. Can I take this opportunity, all members, to welcome all of you in this past of rebuilding our country in many ways. It's from economy, health, and social development. Many other things, but this is our own niche in the area of social development, which needs definition and definition at all material times as we continue to face new conditions. The biggest challenge we are faced with is the Children's Amendment Bill, which we are desperate to finish within the deadline of the High Court, especially as it pertains to foster care system. But I just want to make this point, honorable member. Members of the Portfolio Committee have got this platform to raise their issues. There's something that has been happening, parties submitting on behalf of organizations, demanding this and that, asking at the beginning, let me put it fairly, with courtesy requests for clarification of certain things. But if I come across the media, there are two things that I'm beginning to be worried about. Is that if parties make submissions, written submissions or whatever on behalf of South Africans who are called upon to make their own submission in this committee. Now we end up having two processes of responding to a process that gets created because parties represent particular organizations which have got this forum to present. And parties raising things with me, which is not always wrong, by the way, but for the purpose of this exercise, I prefer that one of the members. Parties must raise their issues here. We are going to debate this bill together. You will express your views. There's what you call a list, B list. A list would have looked at all the submissions. Parties would have made their positions. You will make your points. If your points makes us better, your points will find space. And to find myself having to respond to a political party saying you will not participate in this process unless certain things are resolved. My biggest worry there, honorable members, is when you adopt a new status. When South Africans have elected you to be a leader and given you an institution where you should live, you decide to be a Protestant on the road. It's not going to assist us here. And I'm saying my biggest advice and my humble call is that parties must not threaten this process. You are entitled to do it, but it's not assisting. Because in this committee, this is an open-minded committee where we are prepared to listen to anything that takes South Africa forward. We're not such a party-minded, it's not being led by party-minded people who are more South African-minded. That's why we're able to listen to anything. So I'm weary, honorable members, when parties start threatening. that name I don't participate in this process unless certain things are resolved. When this forum is meant for resolving these things, where they are entitled to sit. And I'm calling upon all of us to work together. This is about children, it's not about party politics. Children who are vulnerable, we have got a major stake to improve the area of their vulnerability. And our cooperation is key to achieve that goal. And I hope this message will get across. And I thought I should make this point. That going forward, I will only accept submissions that come this format. We'll go to the office and so on. People are supposed to submit their things. The content advisor will analyze 2,000 submissions and actually present before us. But we'll have an access to those. We're going to be educated by ITA how to access those submissions so that you make your own mind about those submissions. Let's not create conditions like there's some Stalinism in this committee. I'm worried. Because there's no Stalin here. We are sweet. We are very much open-minded. We are warm and for the sake of the country. Can I hope I understood. Any apologies?
No, Chairperson. I have a standing apology of Member Wendy. Thank you very much.
Honourable members, I think I wanted to say maybe on a regular basis we need to send some cards and flowers to Honourable Mwenya so that we continue to encourage her to recover. I spoke to her. This committee needs to again send a get well card to her. She's been part of us and her absence is not helping us to do any better. So I would request that maybe we find a way. May I make on behalf of the committee that please we wish her to get back as quick as possible. Can I table the agenda?
Sorry, Chairperson.
Yes?
This is Bridget Masango.
I know your voice. If we need to talk, I will tell that Bridget is pretty.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I just wanted to the comment that the chairperson has rightly made. I wonder if it's okay for one to just, because I believe, although I'm not covered by the whole comment, but I think I'm partly covered by the comment in terms of what one has done. And just to request, I'm not trying to make a conversation out of this because it was an introductory comment, but to request for the chair when we meet for internal issues to discuss this issue. This very issue that the chair has commented about, because you will find, Honourable Chair, that some of the things that end up happening the way you are outlining are maybe things that fall between the cracks in the meeting, because at some stage, at some time, the meetings we don't get enough time to discuss issues, and then we then write to the chair and we do not get responses to those letters that we write to the chair, and then we find ourselves now having to use other avenues just to make sure that the issues that we have are actually covered. So I'm just asking for a forum or a the chair's audience on this issue so that what you just say now doesn't happen, or it happens if there's no meeting of minds in that audience, that one would really ask the chair to provide for us as the committee to discuss this issue, because obviously
Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you. Thank you, Mosago. I think there's a slot to try to respond comprehensively in a high-level way to a number of issues that parties raise. I took a view that rather than responding to those parties, I'd rather come here, and I said to my team, they must circulate our responses. I hope you have done that.
No, Chair, I was waiting from Jangana to have a look on the correspondence.
Oh, no, I understand, because you wanted the legal person to proofread, but we struggled to get the legal person to proofread. But anyway, I'm prepared to ask Lindwet and the Canada advisor to sort of respond, but I would say respond on highlight until these things are verified by the legal person, and probably we may still 10 minutes tomorrow to deal with those issues. I'm not sure, honorable members, whether should we, maybe I need your advice. Those issues that have been put together, they need a verification by a legal team. That has not happened. Now, I'm not sure if we should present it at that point and they are further verified tomorrow, or should we wait for verification? Can all members breathe on that?
Chair?
Yes?
Jefferson, may I appeal that maybe you just give us a summary of some of the issues that you have responded to so that we are briefed, and then maybe if there's any clarification that the legal opinion tomorrow, or any additional information that the legal opinion brings forward tomorrow, then you can always resubmit it to the meeting tomorrow morning, Jefferson, please, if you don't mind.
Thank you. I hope Liz is speaking on behalf of all of us. Thank you very much. Then Lindu, we'll find a slot here as a great leader. And I'm not sure what part of the agenda. Can you present the agenda?
Okay. Can you see the agenda, members?
Can you scroll it down? Yes. Where are you going to slot that presentation?
Any other business.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, what else can I suggest? If the committee agrees, in case the discussion takes longer, maybe we defer the adoption of minutes to another meeting and have enough time for this.
Maybe let's do that and put it. Can members agree? Thank you very much. Because the response to those issues. I would request maybe what we need to do, honorable members, as they present the program, they must also present those answers because they are integrated. So, is that okay, Lindwe?
Yes, Chair.
Because those questions, these are elements of this program that you're going to present. So present the program and present those highlights, and then so whatever we engage around them at the same time. Thank you. In future, I would request that any other business must always be closed at the beginning. It must be a particular business. Maybe there's nothing wrong in having it here, but when we adopt the agenda, if there is no business, we must cancel that item.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Honorable members, can we present the agenda now as amended?
I will move for the adoption, Jefferson.
Thanks, Liz. Let's move. I know you're a mover. Any second that?
The clock stopped, Honorable Chair. I second for the adoption of the agenda. Thanks.
Fire, thank you, many stuff. Once can be, yes. So, Now, where we are, honourable members, can you present the item, please?
Okay, sure.
Are you going to present both of them? Is there the one which is going to be presented by you? I'm worried that you have vocal thoughts. So remember, you say we call and destroy you here.
No, I'll try
but
to present. Okay. I'll try to present, Chair. I'll indicate from you if I think this kind of item needs a response so that you can chip in.
Okay. Alright. Okay.
I'll try to do it concurrently. Okay, Chair. Thank you very much, Chairperson and members. This is the program that was supposed to be adopted last week. And the meeting was postponed to today. The program stands as follows. On the 4th of May, the committee has a responsibility to process, to consider and process the APP stress bearing budget vote of the department. It will be tabled in Parliament by 30 March. So in the next term, the committee, as part of the requirement, must consider and pass those budget votes. So we have set aside the 4th of May to request the AG to present the annual review and status of records for 2021-22 financial year. In the same meeting, we will also invite the NDA to come and present their stress plan, APP and budget vote for 2020.
And this mic's muted, so we can't hear.
Unmute, Lindsay.
Sorry, members. Sorry for that. Let me do it again. Am I audible now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Members, we know that Friday is the last day of Parliament, and then Parliament will go to a recess until the 4th of May. So our program will start on the 4th of May, where we will invite the Auditor General to come and present the annual review of status of records for 2021-2022. I just want to bring to the attention of the members of the committee that as part of their oversight function, the committee needs to look at the APP stress plan and budget vote of the department and its entities. So it is that time, so we prioritize this aspect of the role of the committee to consider those APPs and stress plans. So the first meeting would invite the AG to present their annual review and status of records of DSD and its entities. And the same meeting afternoon, we invite the NDA to present its stress plan, the APP and budget vote for the current financial year, which is 2021-2022. The next day, which is the 5th of May, we'll also consider the stress plan of the Department of Social Development as well as that of SASA. And then on Friday, which is the 7th of May, this is the one of the resolutions taken by the committee that we need to know this technical team. One resolution was that there must be a technical team established consisting of DSD, the Basic Education Department, the SALGA, the Office of the Chief State Road Advisor to come before this committee and present progress made in addressing the ECD-related clauses. And the briefing should outline the scope of work that they will be dealing with this technical team, as well as the timeline. I think it will be important before we embark on the process of this Children's Amendment Bill to have a sense from this technical team as to what is their scope of work and the timelines to it. So we'll have this meeting on the 7th of May, which is Friday. Thereafter, the coordinator advisor will present summaries of public hearings, of public comments on the Children's Amendment Bill. I just want to bring to your attention, member, one of the issues raised in this correspondence is that the member, they want to have the summaries forwarded to them. I just want to report that on Friday last week, Mr. Fungi Nebulawa, our committee assistant, has forwarded the oral submissions to members via courier. I think from today going forward, we'll get those files with 71 submissions for oral submissions. So other submissions, the written one, we have created a link via Uvimba where members can access all the submissions submitted to the committee. So I will just say yesterday, Fungile sent an email with a link. I think I will just give you a tutor as to how to access. The IT will also assist the committee in terms of accessing all the submissions. From the 11th to the 14th of May, we will have national public hearing. This one, I would like to respond to a request by Member Van der Merwe as to why do we start with provincial public hearings, not national public hearings. Member Van der Merwe, I think it makes sense that we start with national public hearings because most of the organizations that are vocal, you know, responded to the national newspaper that they want to have an input or to make oral submissions. So now the priority would be to start with the national public hearings and invite all those stakeholders who confirmed during our publication for requesting input. So it will be in a period of 2 weeks. So from 11th to the 14th, week one, and then the second week will be the 18th to the 21st of May. I also want to respond to one of the requests made by organizations, as well as Member Sugars and Member Fadla Merve and Member Masango, where they emphasize on the issue of the rights of children and the protection of children's information so that we cannot harm the information that the children would disclose with the committee. The committee must ensure that the information is protected. So what the committee would do is to ensure that there is a special session, a closed meeting when we are dealing with a lot with children. So we'll organize an afternoon meeting where we'll invite, submit an application to the Speaker of Parliament to approve for the committee to have a closed meeting. It will not be the committee and the children. The children can just disclose whatever information without any camera or broadcasting of such meeting, so as to respond to protect the rights of children. And we will follow on the 18th to the 21st, we'll proceed with our national public hearing. And the week of the 26th of May, we'll take a break, so that we can make preparation for the next round of public hearing, which is the provincial public hearing. There was also a question from Honorable Farmer about the difference between the national public hearing as well as the provincial public hearing. I'll attempt to respond to that. I think the national public hearing are public hearings where the committee considers the submissions and the request made by organizations during the period where it advertised on newspapers. So in that advertisement, the committee indicated that organizations or individuals that want to make oral submissions to before the committee must indicate to the committee secretary within specific time, which was the 27th of November. We received about 9 submissions of organizations that they want to come to the public hearing to present their submissions. So that's why we term them as national public hearing. Those are the ones that responded to the newspaper that appeared. And then on the 20th, the provincial public hearings, those public hearings are public hearings in, for example, if you were to go to provinces physically. The Public Education Office and the Parliamentary Democratic Offices would have assisted the committee to mobilize individuals and organizations and conduct workshops to workshop them about this bill, and that the committee would come to this province on this particular day for public hearings so that individuals and organizations that they want to come and present to the committee, they can come. In this case, the Public Education Office has designed a pamphlet where there are a number of public education officers of various provinces, if a particular individual or organization wants to come before the committee during provincial public hearings, they can do so. That one is not another. I think those that didn't have an opportunity during the national advertisement that can take the opportunity during the provincial public hearings to make their voice heard. The 26th of May, we'll have a briefing from the department and its entity on their fourth quarterly report on financial and non-financial performance. This is part of a process that goes towards the BRRR process. So I think it is important so that we're in line with the processes towards the BRRR. So we'll have that session on the 26th, and then the 1st of June to the 4th of June, which is the last week of the term, we'll have provincial public hearing on the bill. So that one will also, I think by the time the public education office would have provided us with names of organizations and individuals that they want to come and make their input to the committee so that we can draft a program. If we say, but day one or half a day we'll do with Limpopo, in the afternoon we'll deal with another provinces so that we can be able to draft our own program. Members, it's safe to say that this will be the last meeting on the next term. So our program proceeds to the third term as well. So members, from the 7th of June to the 16th of June, the parliament will be on constituency periods, the National Assembly. It is over a period of 10 weeks. The proposal of this program proposed that instead of staying 10 weeks, we pledge with members to stay for 7 weeks. We come 3 weeks earlier than the set time so that we can finalize the process. And when it's constituency, there's no time need to consider the whole day. So we have enough time to consider the former stage of this bill, because there are so many clauses, I don't think 3 hours will be sufficient. So the first meeting from the 27th, this is the week after, this week 27, 29, the school will be closed, the schools will open on the 26th or 27th. So at least we'll have time with your families, so we'll start working from the 27th of July. From 27th to the 29th of July, we invite the Department of Social Development to come before the committee and respond to the public hearing. The technical team or the legal team from the department will be part of the processes when we conduct public hearings, when we have briefings, so that they can take note of all issues raised by stakeholders. So this opportunity from the 27th to the 29th, the department must respond to the public hearing submission. So we can do this, we cannot do this, and whatever. So that will be that opportunity for 2 days for them to come and respond to submission. And then members, from the 4th to the 7th of August, there will be a deliberation on A-list, which is the clause by clause. What will happen on this one? The committee will deliberate. The chairperson will present the first clause. This is the first clause, members. Any case, are you agreeing? If members don't agree, they will have deliberation. If the committee feels that the matter would require more investigation, we can even request the legal person to provide guidance on a particular clause and present that to the committee to report back as to what advice he wants to give to the committee. So this is A list. It's the former stage, which is the deliberation of A list, which is clause by clause. And then what will happen, the deliberations, when we deliberate, agree and reject certain clauses, the legal team, the Office of the Chief Trade Law Advisor, and our legal person will formulate or will develop something that is called an amendment list, which will contain all the amendments that we want to propose in this particular case, including those that we want to reject. So on the following week, which is the 11th, until the 12th of August, the legal person will present the A list, which is clause by clause, to the committee to verify whether it's what they want to see in that bill or not. and then the committee must adopt that A list. And then, on the 18th, members, the following week, on the 18th until the 19th, the members will consider a B list. What will happen, members? After the A list, if the committee re-adopts the A list, we will take the A list and then go to the printer, government printers, and then they must incorporate that amendment to a bill. And then we will have a new version of the bill, that is called the B version, is the bill with the amendments that are proposed by the committee. So in these 2 days, the committee would look whether the legal person effected the proposed amendment in this new version of the bill. So in this day, we will consider the bill list and adopt the bill list. And then on Wednesday, the 25th of August, the committee will adopt the bill as amended, and then there will be a report on the bill. So this is a process to finalize the bill where the chairperson will put clauses and then the entire bill before the committee to adopt, and therefore there will be a report that substantiates the decision of the committee. For example, if the committee, now that the committee has taken the position to reject the ECD-related clause, so they will need to substantiate that in their report that we are rejecting these clauses because of lack of pre-consultation process. And we therefore recommend the department to go and consult and come back to the committee within a specific time. I think it would be important to also give timelines so that they know by a particular time they need to come back and report to the committee and reintroduce the bill. Members, there's also another bill before us, is a fundraising amendment bill. Yoli, do you mind to just give explanation as to what this bill is all about? I think there are 4 dormant accounts that they want to be consolidated into one account. I don't know what over to you, Chair, if Ms. Yoli can just explain further, because it's a long coming request from the committee that the department must consolidate these 4 accounts, but I don't want to provide incorrect information.
Before that, I thought, Lindwe, those summarized responses are going to be presented here. When are you presenting them? Before we go to them.
We can present them, Chair, but some of them have responded. For example, the difference between the national and the provincial.
That is an unstructured response. I heard you. I heard you when you were responding.
Okay.
I prefer that people know that a particular question now is being addressed, a particular question. Can you just read those responses and get over and done with them?
Whilst
you only are dealing with this fundraising thing, get ready for that. Can you only come in?
Yes, Captain, I'm here.
Yes, fundraising bill.
Good morning, members.
I don't know whether it's called fundraising, whatever name you
take.
Amendment. Consolidation of accounts. Okay.
Yes, Chairperson, right. I think in essence it's basically about that. The department has about 4 funds that are been lying dormant for a number of years now, and they've actually been a concern of the committee for over all these years. Basically, these funds are mainly for related to disaster management. So the view of the committee over this first years was that these accounts are just laying there, they're dormant, they are not active, they're not being used. So that now has led to the process of drafting of this bill so that all these accounts can be amalgamated into one disaster fund. So in essence, it is not really a substantial bill or that will need a lot of time from the committee. It's just that technicality of making all these 4 accounts under one active fund account, or should I say, like a fund person, so that they're taken, because it's always also been a query with the Auditor General I think you're maybe aware of that, and they've raised it a few times with you as well, that we have this fast that they are not being active and they're not being able to be audited because they are not being used. So that this thing then Chairperson aims to address that gap, to make all this stuff four domain accounts under one account. That is the essence of what this bill is about, Chair. It's not really a big substantial.
Am I correct to say you're consolidated?
Sorry, Chair, your line is not clear and are you breaking?
They have been mandated.
May I ask you to repeat, Chair?
Consolidated. Are you suggesting that they will be used when necessary? Are you suggesting that once these accounts are consolidated, they will be available for use and be audited like any other resources?
That's what the aim of the bill is, Chairperson, yes. So, like I said, to address also the audit query from the Auditor General.
Thank you very much. Lindua?
Sir, that is the end of the program.
Those questions and responses.
That's the end of the program.
Remember, we said, yes, I know, but both those responses.
Okay. Yoli?
I thought you understood me.
Yes, Chair.
I said, because those questions are integrated to this, are integral elements of this program.
Okay, Chair. Yoli?
Yes, yes.
Do you have the... can't find...
I may call.
Can make your call.
Okay, I can
go. At what time is the...
Remember, my son was later, please, sir. I can't find it.
Wait, at what time is the next meeting?
At half past 9, sir.
Okay, so time is no longer on our side. All right? Go quickly.
Okay, I'll start with Honorable Masango. Let me just share it. Can the members see it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chairperson, do you want me to read it or just speak to the response in the interest of time?
Speak to it, otherwise
it
will take a lot of time.
Yes. Okay, the main issue that was raised by Member Masango was the lack of clarity in terms of how the Social Assistance Amendment Bill addresses the court order in terms of the department developing a comprehensive legal solution to the issue of foster care. So, Chairperson, to address that, we then send an invitation to the department. Our invitation is quite actually comprehensive. We tried to address these issues that members raised. One was that of the comprehensive legal solution. The other one was what Tusitli addressed earlier about the actual specifics of the bill, of the clauses in this current bill that we are rejecting, and the process that will follow in terms of, because the other theory that was sought by members was, is there a member of the party about that, will the bill be revised? So the process will be set out now by the department when we invite it to come and give us the process that we should follow. And also the other issue was the issue of the migration of the ECD to the Department of Basic Education and the regulation of the sector in the interim. So all these issues, Chairperson, we've now highlighted them in the invitation to the department to come before the committee to provide this clarity that is sought by members and the members of the public. There was also a concern from Honorable Masango that the handling of the postponement of the public hearing was done in a short notice and in a haphazard way, manner. In response, Chairperson, the committee was only notified on the 5th of March. about the scheduled three-line whip sitting of Parliament on the 9th, the 10th, and the 19th of March. Can I just ask for also Sandra to mute, please? Thank you. Where was I? Okay, yes, Chairperson. So we were only informed on the 5th of March as a committee that there was a scheduled three-line whip sitting on the 9th, the 10th, and the 19th of March. And these are the days, this day they coincide with the, our initial date scheduled for the public hearings. So that's when the committee then took a decision to postpone these hearings. And immediately on the very same day, Chairperson, we informed our manager, who then informed the internal stakeholders in Parliament who are involved in organizing and coordinating the public for public hearings to inform them of this decision. Also, the Office of the Chairperson issued a statement informing the public of this decision of the committee to postpone the public hearings. So maybe it may appear at a short notice, but the committee was only informed on that day that the Parliament will be having this three-line whip sitting, which the members are aware, it requires on the members.
Proceed, your honor, we don't have time.
Okay.
Proceed.
Yes, sir, yes. The 2.3, Sister Lindra, I think, has addressed it. I'm just going to skip it, Chairperson. Basically, that the members will have access to submission. That was the issue that was also raised. Also, the issue of accommodating children in the public participation process. Sister Lindra has spoken to it, that it will be done on the 12th meeting of Canela. There was a request that was made by Honorable Masango and Honorable Sukers about the report on the socioeconomic impact assessment and the costing of the Children's Amendment Bill that has been forwarded to the committee, to the department to provide those reports. Yeah. In essence, that's how the response is to Honorable Masango. Chairperson, do you want me to include the responses to the members of the public as well, or just this one for Honorable Masango?
I thought this was, you know, you mean the reform, education reform?
Yes, there are two organizations that also wrote to you, Chairperson, but the issues are very related.
No,
to
I think we'll send that to the organization's concerned.
Yes, and the issues basically that are very related, almost the same issues.
Chairperson?
Yes, I agree. Yes?
In the interest of progress of time, may I ask that you just email me my responses to my concerns that I raised, because I think I've been clarified. So I wouldn't want to take more time for you to read my responses. So just for progress,
thank you. Thank you very much. Honourable members, we've got only 10 minutes left. Can you comment on the programme?
Yeah, I'll be very brief. I want to...
Honorable Alexander. Guys? Proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to start off by saying thank you very much to you and your office for the responses. I think I've been clarified quite a great deal, and it was quite a sterling job by Lindsay Ware and the team. I just wanted to clarify, I didn't in my email to you raise concern about the national hearings going first. My request was that national hearings should happen first and that provincial hearings follow, and that has now been affected to the program, so I'm quite happy with that. I'm also grateful to you and the team that we will be able to access all the 2,200 submissions alongside the ones that will be couriered to us, and also I think the initiative around how we will go about protecting the rights of children is welcome. Just I think in terms of the program, it's going to be very tight, it's going to be very full, it's going to be very congested, and we must also take into consideration that we might have to free up some days for some departments to come and address issues. For example, there might be issues that arise that the Department of Justice will have to come and speak to, or FOSTA will have to come and speak to again. So we just need to factor that in and be mindful of that. And lastly, I did hear Yoli speaking to, we've asked some more information from the departments around X, Y, and Z, but I would like to know when are we expecting them to come and brief us on the foster care backlog as it is, as well as how the bill speaks to the comprehensive legal solution. So when are we expecting them to come and brief us on that? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Masango, Bulana Masang.
Thank you, Chair. I also just want to join Honourable Fanemeva to thank the committee secretariat and you, Chairperson, for responding to these concerns. I feel that, you know, every sort of every ground has been covered through the presentation of the program and the provision of the submissions in the way that they have been provided. I just want to check something. It sounded like one of the items that or of the responses were responding to the 2.1, in fact, I think, was saying, my question was to say, how is the bill, the Children Amendment Bill, provides a comprehensive legal solution? I hope that is what the response is talking to, because it sounded like it was the social it wasn't SAB, because SAB, we know that it has taken care of the issues, but the actual Children Amendment Bill is the one that I was saying, and we need some clarity on that. But I believe that the department will come through and present that to us. Other than that, Chair, I really would like to thank the committee for the work that has been done to clarify this issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Alexander has disappeared.
I'm covered, thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Honorable Stock.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'm also covered, I just forgot to lower my hand. I'm covered by other colleagues, thanks.
Thank you. Wow. Spelling job, Lindua, spelling job, you mean?
Yes.
That's how the committee should move.
Yes, telling
exactly.
Me. Sorry, can I just say something?
Hello?
It's Yolisa.
Please do.
Sorry, Chair, I don't have the function to raise my hand. I can't see it. I just want to clarify the issue of numbers of the submissions. Maybe I didn't really clarify it when I did the concept paper. Just to alert the members that the numbers, they fluctuate around 2,000, because as we clean up, like I'm doing, some of the submissions were duplicated. So a person will send maybe two or three emails of the same submission. So the number may be maybe less than 2,200, because we've been cleaning up the inbox, Chairperson. I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the members, so that when they have access, then you won't be puzzled why now the number is no longer 2,200. It's because some of the submissions were duplicated, some of them were not relevant, some will just be a blank email. So because it's an email, the email just records everything that is in there. So now we've managed to remove all those that are not relevant, Chairperson. That's that. To Honourable Masango, maybe it has maybe a typing error, ma'am, but I just checked the letter. It says Social Assistance Amendment Bill, but that's not an issue. We can correct it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lindio, is that the end of the meeting?
Chair, we want to the proposer and the seconder of adoption of the program. And I also
that's very important. Oh, remember, can somebody propose
the program? Vana.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are done. Am I right?
Yes,
Chair. I don't want to... Can I just explain the process? Just to explain the process further, the committee has adopted this program. But we need more further approval from the House Chairperson and the Chief Whip, so that we can implement it. So I'll
that is the protocol which you cannot use out. Thank you very much. Anything else?
That's all, Chair. Members, we're going to end this meeting and you need to join another meeting. This was only made for this committee. So if you want the link, I can send the link again now. So
we are going to the joint meeting on the migration now, am I right?
Yes, Chair. There's a different
can
link.
Can you make sure that all our members get the link for the joint meeting?
Yes. I'm gonna send it. That just to avoid confusion. I'm gonna quickly send it to members so that there's no confusion.
To all of us.
Sorry, Chair. I just wanted to inform you that I'm in Kwano Ngoma attending to urgent party business ahead of the burial of
Majesty. That's not a party. No. That is not a party business.
Yes, Chairperson. I'm here in Kwano Ngoma, so I just wanted to apologize.
That is not a party business.
Thank you, Chair. So I just wanted to apologize.
That's sending an apology.
Thank you. We are also representing us. Thank you.
Whoa!
Lindua?
Who is Isabel
Magaya?
Magaya.
I think
it's
one of the stakeholders.
Oh. Okay. All right.
We have big stakeholders who attended the meeting.
Okay. No, it's fine. All right. My apologies to the stakeholders.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm from the Center for Child Support.
Okay, Isabel. All right. Thank you, honorable members, as usual. You've done your work. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Chair.
Bye, Chair.
Thank you so much, Chair.
Where are we going? I miss you.